Child of Love, a musical drama of the first Christmas. In the days of Herod the king, the land of Palestine lay full of discontent and dreams. The Roman Empire ruled the world, its armed legions enforced peace on earth. In Israel, for hundreds of years, a Messiah had been foretold. A savior who would lead his people to freedom. Most Jews expected a mighty king who would throw off the Roman yoke of bondage. But others waited for a different kind of kingdom. A nation built on God's love, to which the kingdoms of the whole earth would flock. One such man was Zacharias, who, as priest in the temple, had served God all of his life.
O Lord, the multitude of the people waiteth without, and as thy priest, it is the custom that I enter alone into thy presence to burn incense unto thee. Hear our prayers, O God, and let them be in thy nostrils as a sweet-smelling fragrance that riseth unto thee. How long, O Lord, how long before you redeem your people?
Zacharias?
Who?
Zacharias. Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
A son? But this is impossible. I am an old man, and my wife has always been barren.
I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to tell you these things, and to show you these glad tidings.
But have a child at my age? That's ridiculous. You don't understand. You see, not only is Elizabeth barren, but she is past the age where she can have a child.
Zacharias.
Yes, Lord.
Because you have not believed my words, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these words shall come to pass. Until the day that they shall come to pass.
Where is Zacharias? He should have finished his prayers long ago.
Yes.
I marvel that he has stayed in there so long. Look! Look! Now he's coming out. There's something happened to him. Look. He seems to be trying to say something, and yet he remains speechless.
Why can't he talk? He's trying to say something, but he can't talk.
His face.
Look! Look at his face.
Something must have happened to him in the temple.
He saw a vision or something.
That's it.
He must have seen the vision. That's
right. Meanwhile, 65 miles away in the town of Nazareth, a poor young carpenter named Joseph was announcing his engagement to be married to a beautiful young 16-year-old girl.
Oh, Mary, you're looking so beautiful today. I've been waiting so long for this day of our engagement.
Oh, Joseph, I love you so much.
God couldn't have chosen for me a better husband. Indeed, he gives the very best to those who leave the choices up to him.
Well, as you know, I am pretty poor.